Okay, go with me now, if you would, to Ephesians chapter 2, because I want to lay another brick in this here before we break. Ephesians chapter 2. I want to give you several verses of scripture, and then I'm going to make a statement to you that you may have heard me say before, but I want you to have scriptural backing for what I'm about to say. Ephesians chapter 2. I'll go ahead and make the statement to you now, and then we'll look at the verses of scripture. God's plan for your life has been prepared and has been made ready for you before time began. God's plan for your life has been prepared and has been made ready for you before time ever began. Ephesians chapter 2 and verse 10. It says, "For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand." Everybody say beforehand. Beforehand. When did he prepare the good works? Beforehand. "Which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them." Let me read this to you from the Amplified Version. Just listen to this. It says, "We are God's own handiwork, his workmanship, recreated in Christ Jesus, born anew, that we may do those good works which God predestined, planned beforehand for us, taking paths which he prepared ahead of time, that we should walk in them, living the good life which he prearranged and made ready for us to live." Amen? Amen. So there are paths. This in the Amplified, it says, "taking paths which he prepared ahead of time." Okay, so just because there are paths prepared ahead of time, it doesn't mean you automatically walk in that path. The paths are prepared, but how many of you know you got to choose the path? Deuteronomy 13, "I've set before you this day life and death, blessing and cursing." Choose life. Choose life, amen? So you got to choose the path, but the paths have been prearranged and they've been made ready. Amen? Okay, that's Ephesians chapter 2. Go to Jeremiah chapter 1. Jeremiah chapter 1. I'm excited about what this word is going to produce in your life. The plan of God is real. We're talking about the reality of the plan of God. You know what? The plan of God should be pumped into everybody. It should be pumped into the young people especially. How many of you could testify that if you'd have heard this message when you were 12, you would be better off than you are now? What message? That God has a plan for your life. You don't have to try to guess. You don't have to try to wonder. You don't have to try to figure it out. You don't have to choose 10 different options. You don't have to try or experiment with 10 different pathways. You don't have to experiment with a whole bunch of different relationships. Drag your heart into a bunch of experimental relationships. You don't have to do that. God has a plan. He'll bring the right people into your life in the right time. Amen?
Amen.
What? In the fulfillment of his plan. Jeremiah 1:5. Jeremiah chapter 1. Verse 5. "Before I formed you in the womb, I knew you. Before you were born, I sanctified you. I ordained you a prophet to the nations." So before we were born, we've been set apart and we've been ordained to something. Let's go to Psalm 139. Let me say this about the plan of God. You know, walking in the plan of God doesn't mean you have to be a church worker. Now, of course, you know, I mean, everybody can serve in the church, but you don't have to be full-time. Sometimes people thought, well, if it's the plan of God, it's full-time or it's pulpit. No. There's a lot of vocations. There's a lot of callings. God needs people in all walks of life. We're the light of the world and we're the salt of the earth. Amen? Don't let anybody put you in those boxes. Amen? Psalm 139, verse 14. "I will praise you, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Marvelous are your works, and that my soul knows very well." You know, his works are marvelous. Did you know you are his works? We are his workmanship. Everybody say, "I'm marvelous."
I'm marvelous.
Say it again, "I'm marvelous."
I'm marvelous.
That's what he's talking about here in context. Marvelous are your works, and that my soul knows very well. My frame was not hidden from you when I was made in secret and skillfully wrought in the lowest parts of the earth. Your eyes saw my substance being yet unformed, and in your book they all were written, the days fashioned for me when as yet there were none of them. So God's got days fashioned for you. He's got plans prepared for you. From when? From before the foundation of the world, before the beginning of time. Let me read this to you from a couple other translations. The New Living Translation says this: you saw me before I was born. Every day of my life was recorded in your book. Every moment was laid out before a single day had passed. The Message Version says this: like an open book, you watched me grow from conception to birth. All the stages of my life were spread out before you. The days of my life all prepared before I'd even lived one day. So here, Psalm 139 talks about a book being written, all of our days recorded in that book. Now here's my opinion about that book. I believe what's written in that book are the good plans. Not everything the devil does, but the good plans, the unchanging plans and pathways of peace, health, and prosperity. Actually, I believe, you know, the Bible talks about we as believers, there's a day coming when we're all going to stand before the judgment seat of Christ, and we're going to give an account for what we did in the body, and we're going to receive rewards at the judgment seat of Christ. And I believe, this is my opinion based upon these verses, but I believe that these books are going to be opened up, revealing what we could have been, what we were ordained to be, what we were called to be. And we're going to be, you know, he's going to line us up with, okay, you were called before I formed you in the womb, you were called to be whatever, anointed businessman. You were called to be blah, blah. You were called to go work in such and such a land. You were called to live in such and such a place and preach the gospel or whatever. You know, some people will say, well, Lord, you know, I did this over here. I did something else over here. And the Lord says, no, that wasn't my plan. You see, my plan was recorded in a book. But here's the good news. If you'll seek, if you'll ask, if you'll go for it, it's not a great mystery. He'll begin to reveal to you the plan that is already recorded in the book. Amen. And actually, if you want to know the truth, I believe the book is this book. You know why? Because we are all in Christ. And it's all in here. One way or the other, all of us are in here eternally because we're all in Christ. Amen. Ooh. Selah. Think on that for a while. Amen. Okay, let's go to one more verse, 2 Timothy chapter 1. 2 Timothy chapter 1. When you get there, say, God has a plan. It's real. 2 Timothy chapter 1. And verse 9. It says, who has saved us? Anybody saved? Amen. Anybody happy to be saved? Amen. Ooh, thank you, Jesus. Who has saved us and called us with a holy calling? Did you know you have a holy calling? Well, I'm not called to be a preacher. You have a holy calling. God needs you in the plan. He needs you in your place. Who has saved us and called us with a holy calling, not according to our works, but according to his own purpose and grace, which was given to us in Christ Jesus. When? When? What was given to us in Christ before time began? He tells us here, purpose and grace. Before time ever began, God assigned a purpose for your life. You say, well, I can't do it. It's too hard. With the purpose comes the grace. When was the grace given? Before time began. You remember what Jeremiah said when the Lord said, you know, before I formed you in the womb, I knew you, blah, blah, blah. I've appointed you, ordained you to be a spokesman, a prophet to the nations. And Jeremiah said, I can't speak. I'm a youth. What did the Lord say? Yeah, I understand. You don't have to fulfill your call. What did he say? He said, don't say that. Don't say I'm a youth. Why? You'll go where I tell you to go. You'll go where I send you. You'll speak my words. Amen? Amen. And this is what God's looking for us. He's looking for some people who'll just say, yes, I don't know how it's going to happen. I don't know how it's all going to work out. Here's something about the plan of God for your life. It's bigger than you. Amen. It's bigger than what you can do. Amen. It's bigger than what you can accomplish on your own. Amen. It requires faith. Amen. Amen. And that's what God has for everybody. He's got something exceedingly abundantly above what you could ask or think. He's got a plan for your life that will cause your life to have impact beyond what anything you could ever do on your own. You might not see all the impact by tomorrow. Actually, you may not know all the impact. You won't know all the impact until you get over on the other side. But much of it you'll see in this life. How many of you know this life is short? It's just short. It's just short. It's such a short earth. It's such a short passing through earth experience. Amen. Of course, we're going to come back to the earth, but this time right here, it's short. It's short. Time is ticking. The clock is ticking. Amen. It's not time to say tomorrow I'll do it. Well, next week we'll do it. Well, let's just come to church for a while, you know, and just keep. No. Make a decision in your heart. We're going to go for the plan of God. And here's what God will do for you. He'll accelerate things. He'll accelerate things. He'll bring the right people into your life. He'll bring you the revelation you need. He'll bring you the training you need. He'll bring just what you need so you can get up and get on in the plan of God. Amen. So everybody say purpose.
Purpose.
I have a purpose.
I have a purpose.
In Christ.
Before time began.
Everybody say grace.
Grace.
Everybody say I have grace.
I have grace.
To fulfill my purpose.
It's not too hard.
It's not too big.
I can do
all things
through Christ
who strengthens me. Everybody say, I'm strong
in the Lord
and the power
of His might.
Okay, so in closing, God's plan for your life, listen, has been prepared and made ready for you before time ever began. Do you see it? Can you see it from the Word of God? So based upon that, there's a statement I often make, and I'm going to repeat it right now, and I believe you'll understand it better than ever. And the statement is this: God's plan and God's calling for your life is not your decision. It is your discovery. I'll say that again. God's plan and God's calling for your life, it's not your decision. It is your discovery. Meaning it's not my decision. It's not up to me to decide if I want to be a doctor or a lawyer or a bank president or an attorney or a preacher. I think I'd like to be a preacher. You know, I heard those preachers make pretty good money. They receive offering. No. It's not my decision. Why? It's already been decided. Who decided? The Creator decided it. When did He decide it? Before time began. So what is it? It's my discovery. And so that brings us to Bible words like ask. What will happen if you ask? You'll receive. It brings us to good Bible words like seek. And what will happen if you seek? You will find. Amen. It brings us to Bible expressions like call. And what will happen when you call? He'll answer. Amen. So I want to encourage you, friends, don't settle for religion. Don't just settle for church membership. Don't just settle for being a pew warmer. Get up and move in the plan of God. Amen?
Amen.
God's plans for you are unchanging. He loves you with an everlasting love. Amen. You're blessed.